We're talking a little bit about how the pandemic has caused major losses for the fireworks industry. So we wanted to check in with our friend Greg Kaplan. He's the owner of Crazy Kaplan's. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Doing well. And I heard that you are, you've got a severe weather warning where you are. So if you need to go.
Yeah, there's, I live in Munster, Indiana. And right now all the alarms and whatnot are going off, the sirens.
Mm-hmm.
So we might want to keep this a little short. You know, I've got stores, you know, employees, concerned parents.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you let me know.
You know, drama never stops.
you let me know, okay? Seriously, yeah, no worries. You can just say bye and hang up.
Yeah.
So Greg, you got a lot of locations. Can you tell me where you're located?
Yeah, we've got stores in Hammond, Indiana. We're on exit 1. That's Calumet Avenue. We're down further to the north. It's Goslin and Calumet Avenue. And then I'm up by the lake in the Horseshoe, and that's in Whiting, and that's in Indianapolis and Calumet Avenue up by the casino and the lake up there. Then we have a big location that we've expanded to 26,000 square feet off of exit 5, Klein Avenue. Yeah, it's a big store.
Wow.
In fact, most of the stores are 20,000 feet or better.
Oh, my goodness. There's different kinds of fireworks?
Yeah. I mean, that's something I've prided myself on. It's going on. I think this might be the 30th year. So, you know, I pride myself on giving the world's best selection, which I think we do. And I try to, you know, we buy in volume. I import directly. And give the customer what they want for a low price. You know, I grew up in the shoe business years and years ago. I was third generation.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather always said, give them more than they'd ever want. And I do. I carry that tradition on.
Well, so
we're located also on Route 30 and State Line in Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have a location all the way out near New Buffalo on exit 1. We get off on New Buffalo, that exit, but we're in Indiana. You exit south about a half a mile there,
mm-hmm,
at exit 1 in Michigan. So we are scattered all about here, and things are going extremely well. 2 months ago, I was crying. I didn't know what we were going to do. You know,
right.
I put in orders in July and August the prior year, and, you know, China had all sorts of problems trying to ship stuff, trying to, you know, the logistics. And it turned out that for the better. It was unbelievable. We're still getting containers coming in and merchandise coming in.
Well, Greg, I was going to ask you, so is that how many months in advance do you have to order your stock and supply?
Just right after the 4th of July. That's when everybody starts putting their import orders in.
Okay.
So the latter part of July or August, and even if you get into September, that's late for putting in your import orders for the next year.
Mm-hmm. And you say the majority of it gets shipped, it's made in China.
Yeah, 99% of it is shipped in China. You know, I got to take this. Can we hold just 2 seconds?
Absolutely. You know what? I can do a little talking while you take that, okay? So we're talking with Greg because, by the way, I want to give you his website. It's crazykaplans.com. And crazy is spelled with a K. And
okay, I'm back.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
I was just giving out your website that it's crazykaplans.com and it's with a K. The crazy is spelled with a K. Do you have to? I'm sure you have to put in extra safety into your physical buildings, right? Because you are carrying so many fireworks.
Yeah, we just got inspected from the state fire marshal in Indiana, and I think he's, you know, been doing it. We have the same locations, and a lot of them I own the buildings. But regardless of that, I pride myself on safety.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that in mind, I mean, we got a pretty good score with the state fire marshal doing their inspections and whatnot. But we took firsthand on the COVID-19, you know,
right,
making sure about, I mean, this was all pretty much, you know, you watch the news, you see what's going on the last couple of months. I got to be honest with you. We did not know if we were even going to have a season or be open.
Right.
You know? And Governor Holcomb decided to finally free things up. He held us back a week longer here in Lake County. But things, you know, turned out for the better. We're taking our safety precautions, not only for our employees, but also for our customers. we recommend that when you come in to wear a mask. You know, it's not required, but recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And if need be, I ordered and we have extra masks for anybody who wants to purchase one. It's a minimal amount. And we put up what they call them, sneeze guards,
yeah,
by all the registers.
So the plexiglass?
The plexiglass. So we went ahead and did all that at all the stores. And the social spacing we recommend. I mean, these are all the steps that they've been recommending from Trump's, what do you call it, daily, I don't know what he called them or whatever, briefings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you know, I know we all got a little bored watching the same people ramble on and whatnot, but I think in all honesty, it helped the COVID-19 slow down. We don't have a cure for it yet. I think that's not that far away, you know, to have a vaccine. But we're at Crazy Kaplan's, we're doing what we can to make it safe for you to shop our stores.
I believe you there, Greg. I wanted to ask you, because this was an area of the economy that I didn't even think about and how much you guys were affected by the pandemic, but we were seeing news reports that a lot of people in the fireworks industry were really hit hard. And then with all the 4th of July fireworks shows canceled, do you have any idea how much of a financial hit that you've taken?
I think the municipal shows and shows like Navy Pier, mm-hmm, and whatnot that they've canceled, it's upwards around 85% that they've canceled a lot of these shows because they don't want all the social gathering and all the masses of people. So in some, I don't know, however you want to put it, some funny way, that works advantage to our stores selling consumer fireworks for people who want to have the backyard, what they call it, quote unquote, the staycation, stay home.
Yes.
And I truly think, you know, we're doing curbside service too off of our website, and it's been incredible. I mean, all the people that still want to, you know, and it's not food, and I know almost all of us had to experience that, and the rush of people in the grocery stores. Well, it's the same thing in the fireworks, but, you know, sometimes people do not want to interact, and I think some of them have fear, but the other ones, again, wear a mask, do your precautions, and be careful, be safe, you know, and use some common sense.
And I'm sure you advise that for people that buy fireworks as well, that to be safe.
Absolutely. You know, I've been in this industry. I'm active on our board here in the state of Indiana, and safety's number one. You know, use common sense. If you're too close to a neighbor's house, move away. If you have trees overhead, move away. Always keep water handy if there's some kind of a mishap or an accident. And you know what? Supervision with the kids. That's a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let your kids just go out and do their own thing. Keep in contact with them. You know, and I don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it. Keep alcohol, drugs, and whatever else, you know, out of the picture. They don't mix well.
Got it. Well, those are good tips. So make sure you're not too close to your neighbor's house or your own house. Make sure that there aren't trees overhead. And have water handy. I'm guessing a nice amount of water, a bucket of water or a fire extinguisher.
Hose, whatever. And that fire extinguisher is a big score if you got one. You know what? And wear your mask. And some safety glasses. That won't hurt either. You know, again, a lot of this is common sense, but people take it out of context, and that's when things happen, and we don't like that. We don't like accidents.
So, Greg, did you have to lay off any workers at all during this time, or were you able to pretty much keep...
You know what? We did, but I'm not a stay-at-home guy. I talk to a lot of the people and reps and people that I work with. And I mean, they stayed at home, and I did not. I'm sorry, I violated the biggest laws of staying home, but I'm not that kind of person. You know, I work. I've got other businesses, mm-hmm, and I can't sit still. But some of my employees did not want to come in because, mm-hmm, of the threat, and I respected that. And they're all working now. We're all good.
Okay,
but. You know what? It was a scare. There were family members that got the virus, and they did not want to come into work, the other people that work for me, because right. they didn't want to, you know, get us infected. So, I mean, there's a lot to do here, and a lot of politicking, you know, with the virus and who's who and what's what. And I think everybody had so much fear.
Right. You know, well, I'm just glad that to hear that economically that you've been able to bounce back and bounce back in a way that's been a positive situation for you. And it sounds like you've been able to rehire the workers that you did have to furlough. So it sounds like things are going well at Crazy Kaplan's.
That is. You know, we have employees. Some of them have been with me almost 30 years. We hire a lot of kids from high schools and colleges. And all through high school and college, they come back and work every summer. I'm grateful.
That's always a good sign. So we're out of time, Greg. So I'm glad that we checked in with you. It sounds like your sales are doing well, especially now that you might not have the commercial sales to like sort of the big city gatherings. But it sounds like a lot of people are trying to prep for their celebrations throughout the summer. And you can go to Crazy Kaplan's, and that's with a K. crazywithak.com, and look at all of Greg's locations. And it sounds like congratulations, over 30 years of business. That's a big deal. So thanks so much for spending some time with us.
You know, thanks for having me. Come on down to Crazy Kaplan's Fireworks. You can find us at crazykaplan's.com. And I'd like to thank everybody at WGN Radio for having me on tonight. And come on down and have a safe holiday.
Love it. And by the way, Greg, are you the crazy in the Crazy Kaplan's?
I used to be. I'm getting a lot older, wiser, and slower.
Well, we love you just the same. So thank you so much, Greg, for calling in. Again, that was Greg Kaplan, owner of Crazy Kaplan's. And you can go to crazykaplan's.com with a K.